pretty. So here you have some or other come in contact with, whether you are very experienced or complete beginner, the bhakti tradition, more specifically from the Gaudiya Vaishnava branch of Vaishnavism from West Bengal or India. That's what this, the Hare Krishna movement, as some know it, really is. A very old tradition. But what's so special with that? And why are we, people like me, sticking to that, following that? Well, first of all, for me here, I'm speaking for myself, of course, well, that was the first reaction I had, was that it's non-sectarian, it's not a religion like the other ones. It's, as Srila Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada said, it's a spiritual science. And that, of course, in general, is more what spirituality is in Asia. Quite advanced, developed philosophy and, I would say, scientific approach to knowledge, including that of higher realms and dimensions and deeper understanding of ourselves. Well, I sometimes ask myself, did I just stumble into this by accident? And the funny thing is that it turned out, I mean, externally, to some extent, rather sectarian. I was often accused of being a cult. So what's going on here? And why am I making this channel? Well, for me, it's a personal journey that I want to share. But the reason I want to do that is that I really think that something significant is to be found here.
Susanne pratar om den här portalöppningen
också. Yeah, I mean, something you'll find in most spiritual paths, wisdom traditions, and so on. All over the world, but there is more here, there is something. Very beautiful, and well, let's try to explain what I mean and what it is. Uh, first of all, the understanding of ourselves. I mean, to me, it was like all the questions I had, that I found an answer here and an answer there. Different cultures, different wisdoms. I found all of them, at least the most important ones, answered here. And no, it's not just in a West Bengal branch of Vaishnavism, which is a branch of Hinduism, some can see it. But what we are talking about here, and we'll talk about here, is really broad, very general, and again, unsectarian, philosophically sound knowledge from the very old, mature Indian wisdom tradition. And I will also try to make some comparisons there to show that we're talking here about a universal knowledge. And you may already have come in contact with that. Veda, Vedanta from India, whatever, or Buddhism or something like that. So that you will recognize those in what we talk about here as well. But here we go all the way. To full satisfaction. And much of, see, the stories in the old Vedic scriptures are about that, some wise person who's seeking wisdom and knowledge. Who is finding it higher and higher, but still not satisfied really, and then going on. And this Srimad Bhagavatam, for instance, that we will look at much here, it came about for that purpose. Vyasadeva, the author, he wrote this whole Vedic library of scriptures and that knowledge, but still wasn't satisfied. But when he wrote this book, he was. So let's look at it.